But here, Mother's Day, open to Luke chapter 8. The Bible's filled with many examples of women, godly mothers, women of faith, and some women serve as bad examples in the Bible, as do some many men. But today I want to share with you about a woman of faith. You know, we read in the Bible of the mother of Moses. We read of Sarah. We read of Ruth and Hannah. She was a woman of prayer. The virtuous woman of Proverbs 31. We read of Esther and Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene and Eunice and Lois and so on. But today in Luke chapter 8, I want to share with you about a woman of faith. And look in verse 45. And Jesus said, Luke 8:45, and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Let's pray. Father, today I thank you for your blessings and for your goodness for these mothers that are here today. And Father, many of us, as myself, we have our mothers have since gone on to be with you. But Lord, thank you for our mothers, for their godliness, for their love and the warmth, and for their caring. And Lord, I pray today as I share this message about mothers that your Holy Spirit would use it and speak to hearts and strengthen us, Father, and help all of us to have a greater appreciation for our wives and our mothers because they do so much for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we come down and Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And we'll get into the story. The Gospels record six people that Jesus touched and were healed by his divine power. But now here's one who touched Jesus and was healed. Look in verse number 40 here of Luke chapter 8. If you follow with me silently while I read Luke chapter 8 and verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age. She lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood, verse 43, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, verse 44, and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" Jesus said in verse 46, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. He said unto her in verse 48, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace." Now, here we find the background of the story, and there's urgency. Here's a man coming to Jesus. His daughter is dying, and he needed Jesus now. I mean, when your kids are hurting, when they're dying, when they're sick, when they're in the hospital, there's an urgency. We had one time in Wisconsin, our daughter Becky, who lives in the San Francisco area, had had a concussion at camp, and we were in the house, and she was having bad headaches. All of a sudden, she just collapsed on the floor. So we took her to the emergency room. And with the insurance we had back then, it was back in the late 80s, and the doctor said, "Well, you should have called me first. You should have looked at your policy." And I said, "My daughter collapses on the floor. She's unconscious. I don't have time to go dig out a policy and read it to find out," because I had to get his permission before you could take somebody to the emergency room. I says, I really don't care at that point. I mean, who would go and find your policy and dig it out and start reading while your daughter's laying there? So he retroactively approved it, but there's an urgency when your children are sick. But Jesus waits 3 days before going to Lazarus, but now he goes immediately. This man said, "My daughter is dying and I need your help now." And verse 41, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. He's a religious man. And yet as he comes down, he's a righteous man, a holy man, but he comes seeking Jesus. He fell down at Jesus' feet, besought him, begged him that he would come to his house. Being a ruler of the synagogue, he was dressed well, he was rich, he was a prominent man. Most likely the people he hung around with were the same type of people. But Jesus goes with him to heal his daughter. The crowd surrounds Jesus Christ and throngs him as he's walking through, and they're wanting to see Jesus. And on his way going to this man's house, on his way to heal his daughter who lied dying, couldn't you imagine your daughter is dying and there's Jesus and all this crowd is around him and he's moving slowly through the crowd? You think of urgency, I need you there. Let's hot foot it over there. I want you to take care of my daughter. But the crowd is holding him back and they want to see him and touch him. Verse 43, a woman having an issue of blood. For 12 years she goes through this. She spent all her living upon physicians and wasn't healed of any. She's broke. She's at wit's end, and so she comes to Jesus. I found many times in life people turn to the Lord when all else is in despair. Sometimes I've heard people say it, the truth be known, in my younger years, I did it too. You try everything you can, and when all fails, then you say, let me go to God. Whereas that should be our first choice, should it not? Going to God first. But this woman had spent everything. She's at the end of her rope, so to speak. And so she goes to see Jesus. It's sad but true, but many people in life, it seems like some people have to get down to sink or swim time before they turn to the Lord. But this woman comes to Jesus. She's weak. She's disheartened. I want you to turn over to Mark for just a moment, chapter 5, because Mark also has the same story here. Look over in Mark chapter 5 and verse number 26. In verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and in Mark 5, 26, had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She suffered. It kept getting worse. Nothing's getting better. She spent all of her money looking for a cure. Under Levitical law, with this blood disease, she was unclean. She was restricted. She could not come into contact with other people. Down in Mark 5, 28, and she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." In another scripture, the hem of his garment. But if I can just touch Jesus' robe, just the bottom part, I'll be healed. Now remember, she's off to the side. She's not in the crowd. She's unclean. She's weak. She's frail. She's probably all she can do just to stand up. And if the rulers of the synagogue see her, maybe she's thinking, if they see me, will they let me go see Jesus? Will they let me get near Jesus? Well, sometimes, he's busy. He's on his way to heal this rich man's daughter. Should I even bother him? I don't know what thoughts go through her mind. And you know, some people, well, maybe he won't heal me. I don't have any more money to pay. I've spent everything I have. But he's passing by. Time passes. He's going to be gone soon. Maybe she'll lose her chance. So she gets all her courage up and says, if I can just touch just the bottom part of his garment. She steps out into the street and works her way slowly into that crowd. And she has fear because somebody's going to notice who she is and send her away. Because again, under Levitical law, she wasn't supposed to be near other people. She finally gets close to Jesus. She gets behind him. And now, as she's there, and let me say this, every good Jew in Jesus Christ was from the tribe of Judah, wore four tassels on the robe. One on the right side, one on the left, one in the front, and one in the back. That was what's called the hem of the garment. And her chances now, as she works her way into that crowd, her faith, her chances. Now, if I don't do this now, I won't ever do it. So she quickly, as she gets down, grabs that tassel, that hem of the garment, and she quickly puts forth her hand and touches it. And it was like turning on a great light in a dark room for this woman. Mark 5, verse 28 and 29, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, verse 29 of Mark 5. She felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Immediately, she feels the healing power of Jesus Christ grow through her body. She knew right then and there she was healed. And you know what? In like fashion, when great changes come over your heart and soul, you'll know it. You know, it's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful thing to know that when you're saved. Go back over to Luke chapter 8 and verse 45. Talking to a fella Sunday night, and I talked to him afterward. One had been saved and the other one wasn't sure. And so we had about a 45-minute Bible study when church was over, the three of us. He wasn't sure he was saved, and he had all these doubts, and he was trying to do good deeds and other things. And I said, can I just share with you from the scriptures? I went through the plan of salvation. He bowed his head and he prayed and asked Jesus to come into his heart and save him. And I said, now do you doubt? He said, no, now I know I'm saved. It's because he trusted in Jesus Christ by faith. It's so simple, yet many people miss it. This woman had the same faith. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. It's faith. I wonder maybe what she's thinking. Look in Luke 8:45. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and they're all around you touching you, you know, and sayest now, who touched me? I wonder what she's thinking. Will he find out? Will he think I made him unclean? Will I be punished? Everybody denied it. Peter said, with all this crowd around you, Lord, pushing against you and touching you, but this touch wasn't the pushing and it wasn't the shoving of the crowd. It was different, and it was a different kind of touch. In verse 46, and Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. The healing power went from Jesus into this woman. Look in verse 47. When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Falling down before the Lord, that's humility. She humbled herself before God. And you know, the Bible teaches we need to humble ourselves before God and admit we're a sinner when we trust in Christ as our Savior. You can also make application on this as we go through life as Christians, and we have struggles in our lives and we have things that go on in our life. And it's our faith in the Lord and his power to hear and answer prayer and to do wonderful things in our lives. Well, back to Jairus and his daughter. She's dying. All this took precious minutes of time for Jesus to stop and heal this woman and to talk. But if Jesus doesn't hurry, this little girl's going to die. And so go down and look in Luke chapter 8 and verse number 49. Actually, verse 48, the Lord said to this woman, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And verse 49, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. You know, don't bother Jesus. Don't bother him. It's too late. But we're going to learn in just a few moments, as you hopefully already know, it's never too late to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it? Amen? It's never too late. Sometimes when hope seems gone, God is still there. And so what this woman did, her faith in Christ would give faith to this man regarding his daughter. Look down in verse number 50, because the servant comes and he says, look, don't trouble the master anymore. Don't bother Jesus. Your daughter is dead. It's like all hope is gone. Verse 50, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Only believe. He said to the woman in verse 48, thy faith has made thee whole. It was not the hem of Jesus' garment that healed that woman, but it was her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this man's daughter, Jairus, his daughter, was near death. And Jesus took time for this lady, knowing this little girl is dying. But you know what? Jesus is God and he has power over death, does he not? I've had people say, why didn't Jesus heal everybody? Why didn't God heal everybody? It'd be great that we'd all be healed and never die. But because of sin in this world, we will die one day. And then there's times like the Apostle Paul, who three times sought God for healing, and three times the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. He said, Paul, I got something better than what you're asking for. I can give you my grace. I can let you lean on me. And Paul said, when I'm weak, now I'm strong, because I can lean on the power of God. We have a wonderful God, do we not? Amen. So his daughter is near death. And as we look at this story here, and we look what happens, Jesus stopped to heal this lady. One day as he's walking along, and he stops for one Zacchaeus who's up there in a tree hanging on a limb. And he saves Zacchaeus. He healed the blind beggar and saved the thief on the cross. And sometimes you go through life and sometimes feel like no one cares. But you know what? Jesus Christ, God, always cares. Amen. There's a song that we used to sing, Does Jesus Care? I like the way that chorus comes out. Oh, yes, he cares. God cares for us, does he not? Amen? Jesus cares for us. And so Jesus finishes speaking to this woman. Jairus' daughter is dead. He said in verse 50, fear not. Don't be afraid, verse 50. Fear not, only believe and she shall be made whole. He took the time while this little girl is dying to heal the woman with an issue of blood who'd had it for 12 years. And the servant says, don't bother the master anymore. Your girl's dead. Sometimes people wonder, how come? Why didn't he just go? I don't know what thoughts went through that man's mind, but if you could place yourself there, why didn't Jesus come right away? But then that other gal wouldn't have been healed. But Jesus, being who he is, said, you know what, if you have faith, have the same faith as this woman who was sick for 12 years. She was weak, she was disheartened, she was broke, she's at wit's end. That same faith in Jesus Christ, Jesus is telling this man, will work for you too. Who touched me, Jesus said. That's the touch of faith. Sometimes people may have sorrow, fear, hatred, discouragement, lack of faith. You're troubled with yourself, and in your heart and soul, you're troubled. You need to come to Jesus Christ by faith. When we're saved, and sometimes people get troubled and get discouraged and get disgruntled and all kinds of things, we still can come to Jesus Christ by faith because he cares. He's waiting for people to come to him by faith. And if a person's not saved, he waits for them to come to him by faith. I always think of that thief on the cross that believed in Jesus. I think of the grace of God, the love of God, that he stopped dying long enough to save the man next to him. That's a wonderful love and a wonderful grace, is it not? Amen. Now, we go on down here. He'll save a soul. He'll heal your broken spirit. He'll help you in your struggles. While Jesus Christ is passing by, she overcame her fears. She reached out and just touched the hem of his garment. She was made whole. He can do the same thing for you today if you're willing to reach out to Christ by faith. You might be going through a struggle today. You might be having some things going on in your life. Ask him for help, for his strength and his power. If you're not saved, he'll save you. We have a wonderful God. I've seen many times over the years how God worked in the hearts and lives of people and how he's worked in my heart and life. I can always come back and say, man, what a wonderful God that we have. And you know what? I wouldn't trade living the Christian life for anything else in this entire world. I like that great old song. I don't know who sang it. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. We have in the Lord who gives us that peace of God that passes all understanding. He gives us that spiritual strength. He gives us help in the time of need. The Bible said he's a very present help in the time of need. But here's this woman. And I thought to share that here today on Mother's Day because she had a great faith. And her faith was simply, and I'm going to risk it all. I'm not supposed to be in the crowd, but I'm going to risk everything if I can just go and touch the hem of his garment. And he healed her of the sickness that she had suffered through for so long. And then the daughter who had died, she got raised from the dead. You see, with God, there is power. Don't ever sell God short for the things that he does, for his love and mercy and grace. Fantastic God. Let's stand this morning.